I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world continues to watch Egypt, protests have also erupted in Jordan and Yemen. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says this is a new wave of discontent across the Middle East. While secular Muslims outnumber radical Muslims, Doyle's concerned and is asking Christians globally to pray. Some Christians are getting involved in the protests, but the majority aren't.
Believers are laying low and using this as a time where they can bring salt and light and truth to people in their villages and cities. But they realize that they don't have a lot of protection.
Funding is needed to help pastors, especially during this time of unrest. Next, Cyclone Yasi weakened after slamming into the flood-ravaged northern state of Queensland in Australia, but it remains a serious complication in the flood recovery efforts that'll cost billions of dollars. While Operation Mobilization's team survived the flood safely, pray that hearts would find comfort in God through this time. OM's established a Queensland Fund appeal through which they'll funnel donations to partnering churches to help people who are in need. And finally, in Pakistan, half a year has passed since flooding devastation, and the crisis remains unabated. Hundreds of thousands remain in tent camps in the winter. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos explains.
It is by God's grace that we do have people on location that are helping the victims with food and clothing and clean water, and we're in the process of digging wells to provide fresh water.
They're committed for the long haul, too. The Jesus Wells open many doors for the gospel. There's still overwhelming needs. How can you help?
Every believer can pray and ask the Lord to meet the needs of these people and provide more laborers for the field.
Then go to our website and explore the links there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&N, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.